Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a great day yesterday and is ready to start a new day today. And thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every day, introducing this show to our listening audience. And I really appreciate all that you do, being such a wonderful and marvelous grandson. Hey, people, well, today, you know, it's a new day. And we're here, and you're listening to Baba Jahi on the We Work From Home morning show here on Home-Based Business 101. We got some nuggets we want to share with you this morning. I got a few texts yesterday, and people were getting me texts and wanted to know asked what I addressed a particular question that people had. And the question was, what do you do when you get stuck? How to get unstuck? You know, he said, well, what you mean stuck? You know, you have something you want to get done, and you focusing on some things, and then you feel as though you're just stuck. And when you're stuck, you know, you want to get unstuck. You're sort of like stuck in a place, you're stuck in a situation, and you know, you don't seem to be able to move out of that situation. Or it seems as though you're just taking you forever to get out of a situation. And, you know, and you're down about it because you just seem to be stuck. Well, there's some things that you can do to get unstuck. And it has to do with taking actions. You know, we all get stuck at one time or another. When it happens, how do you move forward? Well, the first responsibility is that you need to admit that you're stuck. You know, you need to admit that you're stuck. That's the first thing. And I guess that's why people ask the question. And when you deal with that, then at least you know that you're. Then take personal responsibility for your inaction. Because, you know, you're stuck. A lot of times, you know, you don't take action. You don't move forward. You have inaction, you know, and especially person that, you know, that gave me this question. I had a chance to talk to them also, and he was just telling me, you know, this particular situation, you know, they have a home-based business, a network. They were a network marketing company. And they said, you know, they have days in which they do nothing in their business because they're just not in the mood. You know, and so they said, you know, their whole 2 weeks goes by. They haven't done anything in their business. And that's not good. You know, that's really not good. You know, they said they just don't feel like it. They don't talk to nobody. They don't share, you know, their opportunity. They don't share their products. And, you know, then they don't go to their weekly meeting. They don't get on their conference call. And then they just said, you know, they just don't know why. They just don't feel like doing it. Well, you know, the first thing is take personal responsibility for that inaction. Then zoom out. Look at the bigger picture. Often we'll see which actions we need to take or what perspective you need to change. So you want to look at the bigger picture. And if, you know, if you have a why, you know, why are you involved in this particular business? And that's the first question you need to ask yourself. And if, you know, your why, what is your why? You know, and you need to write that why down, and you really take time and understand what your why is. And if you have, and I have a little saying here that, you know, that I also got from some other people. If your why doesn't make you cry, then your why is not big enough. You know, if what now? If your why does not make you cry, then your why is not big enough, and you're not going to be motivated to do what you need to do. So you have to have a big why, a real, real big why. It's important to have a big why. Without a big why, you won't try. And so it's important that you have a big, big why so you can get unstuck. The reason you're stuck is that your why is not big enough to make you take action. See, and so when you so one of the things that you have to do in this process of getting unstuck, one of the things you have to do in this process of getting unstuck is reexamine your why. And as you reexamine your why, then you should be able to move to getting unstuck. So that why is going to give you what you need to be doing. And you know, and if you're stuck right now, check off the reasons why you believe you're at an impasse. And here are some reasons that a lot of times people get stuck. Trying to live someone else's vision rather than my own. Are you trying to live somebody else's vision, or are you living your own vision? See, you, whatever you do, that's why that why, again, is important. It has to be something that you want, something that's going to benefit you. And too often, you know, we're living for others. You'll never please others, believe me. I don't care how hard you try. And see, that's a layover from childhood, you know, trying to please your parents, trying to please your school teacher, trying to please this person. Well, in business, if you want to satisfy your customers, but the person you want to please is yourself. And the vision that you're focusing on is yours. So, you know, trying to live someone else's vision rather than your own is one of the reasons that you'll get stuck. Because you're trying to please somebody else, and then you don't know how to please them, so you don't do anything. Another reason, one of the things that you do that can cause you to get stuck, is negative thoughts or critical self-talk. See, it's important that you have positive thought pattern and that you have positive self-talk. Don't be overcritical of yourself. You might feel as though, you know, I always say the wrong thing to people or a person, because say this person that raised this question, they're in a network marketing company, and they, you know, they just don't feel like doing anything certain times, you know. And part of the root problem might be that, you know, they feel inadequate, and they have negative thoughts about themselves. You know that you're worthy, of what you want to do. And also understand this. One of the things in network marketing is you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. So you just say what you need to say. You know, you go pitch your product. But the biggest key is this. As I teach people in network marketing, you don't have to find people to talk to because you're already talking to people. See, now unless you're one of them, unless you're a hermit living in the woods, and the only person out there with you and the animals, then that's different. You know, you're not doing network marketing anyway if you're a hermit living in the woods. But if you just, you know, you're a regular person, you're going to talk to people anyway in the course of your day, saying hello, how you doing, whatever. You see people that you go to make groceries, when you, you know, when you come to the cash register. Usually in most places when you make groceries, the person that asks you a question, did you find everything you was looking for? And, you know, that's your key to also engage them in a dialogue and discussion. You know, I ask people at times, hey, you know, how you doing today? And then they'll say, oh, I'm doing all right, whatever. You know, and I might ask them, when was the last time you taken a vacation? Because I'm a travel agent. And, if, you know, they give me a certain kind of response. I say, you know, hey, you know, I'm a travel agent. Did you ever think about, you know, you want to go on a nice trip to maybe Hawaii or the islands or, you know, find out what the interest is, and then give them a card. And I say, you know, hey, you know, give me a call. Maybe I can put together a package for you. But the thing is, again, is you don't have to find people to talk to. That's the point I'm making here. And you just open up your mouth and say something. Another reason we get stuck is fear of failure, fear of success, fear of commitment or rejection. The people, I know some people, they don't talk to anybody because they're afraid of rejection. And if they have fear of failure, well, you definitely can't succeed if you don't try. You know, one of the great motivators, when I was in a company years ago called A.L. Williams, Art used to always say, just try. Just try. You don't have nothing to lose but just to try. Again, we're talking about this morning from a question that a person texted me in about what do you do to get unstuck? You know, and the person, you know, is talking about, you know, that they're stuck. And, you know, I'm going over some of the reasons that person can become stuck and then, you know, and deal with those. So, you know, that fear of failure, that fear of success, worried about rejection, you know, and again, that other piece, you know, what will other people say about what I'm doing? Who cares? And then you're going to say, that's easy for you to say. You on a radio show talking. But no, really, in all actuality, who cares? I don't care what other people say. They don't pay my bills. They don't take care of the things that need, you know, that makes my boat float. So what difference it makes about what they say? I got to do what I got to do. So don't worry about what others say. Next, one of the other reasons that people get stuck is lost sight of their purpose. Again, it goes back to your why. What is your purpose? Why are you doing this? You know, and another reason you might be stuck also, you know, which could be a big one, is you might be in the wrong business. You know, again, as I said before on another show, you need to find a business that fits your personality. That way, it's easy for you to do it. See, you might have got involved with a certain business because you're trying to please somebody else. That ain't the business for you, and so thus you don't really want to do it. And so you don't do it because your subconscious knows that you don't want to do it. But in your conscious mind, you're trying to force yourself to do something you don't want to do. So, you know, make sure you got why and you have sight of your purpose so that you know that you're in the right business, and if you are, then, you know, hey, then you can move forward. Next is, you know, lack of focus. You have to focus on what you're doing. That's what happens. You know, planning, proper planning prevents poor performance. Proper planning prevents poor performance. So, you know, you want to be able to focus and have, you know, have a plan, a game plan. So you have a game plan, you have a roadmap to follow to help you succeed in your business. Again, this is Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home morning show and sharing information this morning on a question that a person texted me yesterday about what do you do when you get stuck, how to get unstuck. And I'm looking at, now I'm talking about some of the reasons that a person can get stuck and responding to those. Besides lack of focus, another is low commitment. You know, your commitment has to be high. Your commitment has to be, you know, you have to have a priority commitment to this. I work my business every day, you know, because it's part of my life. It's integrated into my life. It's an integral part of my life, you know. And my business is, you know, not my product. My business is people. So I have to know people and get to know people and meet people so that I can be able to deal with my business. And so you need to make sure that you have great commitment with what it is that you want to do and know your product. Again, like I said, my product is people, so I have to interact with people because it's through people that I'm going to move my product. And so I have to get to know people. Another reason that people can get stuck is poor habits. You know, habits. If you have habits that are not conducive for doing your business, that can cause you to get stuck also. And, you know, that's very bad. And, you know, one poor habit or thing we call ineffective busyness is you spend time doing things that's not productive in your business. And one of those poor habits could be you watch too much television. Now, some of you people are going to say, well, you know, hey, what's that got to do with me doing my business, taking away the TV? I want to watch television. Well, remember this. The people on television are getting paid. Are you getting paid to watch them? Now, if you get paid to watch television, then, no, that's cool. But, you know, I don't know if sneakers get paid to watch television. And you need to do, one of the things we talk about and I share with people is you need to take what we call a 30-day mental cleanse. Go 30 days without watching any television. Just cut it off for 30 days. You know, don't watch any. You know, now I know some of you are going to think I'm really weird and strange. I don't even have a television. I don't watch TV at all. You know, now, how do I keep track of certain things? I catch stuff over the internet, turns the news, and get information that way. That way I can pick and choose. A lot of times you cut that television on, and, you know, I've been to people's houses where you're trying to talk and hold a conversation with them, and the TV is on. And they call themselves listening to you and watching television at the same time. You know, sometimes people get offended because, you know, I ask them, I say, well, you know, I'm really trying to share some information with you. Would you mind cutting the television off? I'm not going to compete with the TV. So, you know, you should do the same for you in terms of your business. Another reason you can get stuck is you're out on a limb without training, support, or coaching. And that's why, again, a coach is important. And, you know, again, you know, give us a call here, 252-406-0774, and we'd be glad to help you out with our coaching program. We offer a complimentary session so we get to know one another and then see if we have a match. And then from there, you know, hey, then you can get coached. Because, see, you need to have a coach. You need to have mentoring. See, that's what's required to move your business forward, training, support, and coaching or mentoring. You need to be, you know, trained in your business so that you can, you know, get unstuck. You know, and that's so key. Now, again, and that was a great question that a person, you know, asked me, you know, about getting unstuck. You know, and first thing is, you know, it says, well, that's great, Bob Jahi. I really appreciate that information. And, you know, and I want to understand, you know, what I need to do. And, you know, just stop and take notice and enjoy each day. And then ask yourself these three questions. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what can I do better? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what can I do better? You know, that's so important. So important. You know, and you need to do that. And one of the ways to help yourself with that is ask yourself these questions to also help you get stuck in terms of being able to, you know, get unstuck is making sure that you keep dream stealers away from you. Naysayers and dream stealers can cause you to get stuck also too. So what you want to do is you want to write down on a piece of paper, you know, list the top 10 people with whom you spend the most time with. Okay. List the top 10 people who you spend the most time with. All right? Now, once you have that list down, then what we want to do is go through who of the 10 is supportive of your goals. Who of the 10 is supportive of your goals? Next question you want to ask yourself and write down after you list who out of the 10 people that you, and again, these are the top 10 people with whom you spend the most time with. So you want to list, you know, who of that 10 is supportive of your goals. Next is, who has an adverse effect on you or makes you feel tired, discouraged, or hopeless? Because you have them kind of people in your life now, and you got to know what to do with them. See, it's very important. Certain people, I don't, you know, there's certain people I don't deal with at all anymore, and then there's certain people, well, the family members that can't totally, you know, etch them out of my life, but I'll set boundaries. You know, I choose when I'm going to talk to them because, you know, I know that most of the time when I talk to them, they're negative. So I, you know, when I don't feel like being, you know, imposed with their negative thoughts, then, you know, I don't call them that day. You know, I'll wait. I'll make sure I have a specific time when I call them, when I can be ready and embrace myself. And I also limit the conversation. I basically just talk out of courtesy and respect because they're a family member, and, I want to make sure that they're all right and checking on them. And then listen to them for a while. And then, once I listen to them for a while, then one of the things that I do is I also interject at a certain point in the conversation that, you know, hey, you know, I'm glad I was able to catch up with you, whatever, and I let them know that I have to go at a certain point because, you know, there's something else I have to get done. But I was calling to check on them. Okay. Now once we list, you know, who makes you feel tired, discouraged, or hopeless, who presents unnecessary obstacles to overcome? You know, there's some people, they'll ask you, why are you doing that anyway? You know, you never want to share when you had, you know, a bad experience in your business with the negative people. Because first thing they're going to do is supposed to say something positive, well, you know, that's that person's loss. See, that's why I wouldn't be doing that. You're wasting your time doing that thing you're doing. You know, you're never going to make no money doing that, you know. Then who degenerates your goals? You know, you tell somebody you have a goal of becoming a millionaire. You got to think big now when you're in business. I mean, even if you're listening and you're going to yourself, millionaire, you know, I just want to make a couple extra $100. Okay, well, that's cool, too, for those people that are at that level. You know, my goal is really, really big. But, you know, who you know, you need to have people that say, wow, go for it, as opposed to $1 million. You're crazy. You're tripping. You never accomplish that. See, they're going to feed your subconscious that, and you become a victim of them. See, as opposed to becoming empowered through your association with them, you become a victim. There may be negative people you cannot entirely avoid. At least set some boundaries with them. Who are they? What boundaries can you put in place? Again, I said, you know, family members, I put boundaries. People that, you know, I used to associate with, I just don't associate with them no more. You know, the world's a big world. I'm going to make new friends. You know, some people are afraid to make new friends. I'm going to make new friends, people that's going to have an outlook like me who's going to be encouraging as opposed to discouraging. And, again, you know, what I'm doing this morning, a person that sent me a question about what do you do to get unstuck. And so, you know, answering that. And, you know, one of those things is making sure that you have the right people around you, associating with the right people. People that encourage you as opposed to people that discourage you. And that's so important that, you know, that we do that. Without doing that, then you're going to put yourself in misery land. You'll find yourself, like you said, as this person that, you know, they're stuck, they're in a network marketing company, and they don't go all of their meetings, and they don't know what to say and stuff at times, and they feel discouraged. They don't want to talk to people about their business. Well, that's because there's somebody, either they're in the wrong business or there's some negative influences that's affecting them not to properly participate in the endeavor that they have chosen to do. And that all, again, goes back to that why. What is your why, and why are you doing what you're doing? Hey, so I hope this has been helpful this morning about how to get unstuck when you're stuck. And, you know, you don't want to be stuck. You want to be vibrant, happy, excited, always moving forward, because there's this saying in business, whether you're in a network marketing business or, you know, you have another type of home-based business, you're always one new person, customer, prospect, or something, you're always one new person away from an explosion in your business. But you'll never reach that new person, that explosion, if you don't open your mouth and talk to people. You're always just one new person away from an explosion. So as we wrap up this morning, you know, a couple of key points I want to leave you with is always feel worthy. Feel worthy about your business, that you know that you're worthy to be a business owner, that, you know, be grateful. Always have an attitude of gratitude. Thank God for all of the blessings you have and for all the blessings you are receiving. Sometimes we get down on ourselves and we need to be thankful. No, you know, you might not have all that you want right now, but be thankful for all that you have. It could be worse. Your situation could be worse. Whatever it is that you're going through, just trust in God. Your situation will get better. And one of the ways it gets better is by you first being thankful for what you do have, not what you don't have. Be thankful for it. And then once you're thankful and you can show an attitude of gratitude, then you can achieve more and you will get more. It starts off with being thankful for what you do have. So, you know, you want to make sure you do that. You know, and, you know, we must know what we want and why we want it. Always ask yourself that question daily. What is it that I want and why do I want it? What is it that I want and why do I want it? That's the question you should ask yourself all the time. What is it that I want and why do I want it? And I'm going to close out this morning with my poem by Dr. Elijah Benjamin Mays, former chairman emeritus of Morehouse College. And he has a poem called Only a Minute. And there's a great book by Mr. Willie Jolly, motivational speaker, who says you can change your life in a minute. So if you're stuck, you can get unstuck in 60 seconds, in 1 minute. It all starts with changing your mind and changing your attitude. So, hey, here we go right here, only a minute. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. That last sentence right there, eternity is in it. Eternity is in that minute. So make a change. Here's my last quote for you for this morning. Prayer without faith is nothing but an empty collection of words. Prayer based upon faith always works. Got that from Napoleon Hill's book, The Law of Success, the 16 Lessons. Sometimes we pray for things, but we don't have faith. Remember, prayer without faith is nothing but an empty collection of words. But prayer with faith and based upon faith always works. So make sure you have faith. And a great person by the name of Adam Clayton Powell used to say, keep the faith, baby. Till next time, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 on the WeWork From Home Morning Show. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and I hope the information that we shared with you this morning was of a blessing to you and be able to move you forward as we dealt with the topic of what do you do when you get stuck. Till next time, God bless you.